Word of mouth.
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 Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The track, A Place Called Space, conjures up the neon lights, the white linen suits, and high-speed chases of Miami Vice. But while its 80s-inspired dance beat may seem at home in the clubs of Ibiza, it was conceived right here in the wilds of New Hampshire by Juan McLean. Juan's a DJ and producer and electronic musician and the creative force behind the Juan McLean with Nancy Wang. Their third album, In a Dream, has just been released and is getting a lot of love from music critics. Pitchfork Media described the album as high-def synth boogie, flexing and preening in ways its forebears simply couldn't. And Stereo Gum said McLean's latest is more varied and omnivorous than anything else the Juan McLean has done before. And I'm really pleased that it brings Juan McLean to our studio. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you're an electronic musician. You've got gigs all over major U.S. cities, U.S. capitals. You're heading off to a European tour in November. Yet you're living in Dover, New Hampshire. Are you leading a double life?
Yeah, I do. I do lead somewhat of a double life. For someone like me, it's typical that I would live in, you know, New York or Berlin or somewhere like that. But I actually live
in a really beautiful apartment.
Yeah, in an amazing apartment, maybe with a doorman. But I actually live in Dover, New Hampshire, and I have since 1999.
So how'd that happen?
I was in between music careers, and my girlfriend at the time was pregnant with our first child, and her family lived in York, in Maine, and my parents lived a little bit north of Boston, so we moved from Providence, Rhode Island, up here to be closer to them.
So does living so close to a rural environment, to the natural world, do anything for your creative process?
Yeah, I've actually thought a lot about this over the years because there, I definitely go through phases where I wish I were living in New York. And I think that living in an area like this gives me a lot of sort of breathing room. I think if I lived in a more urban environment like New York or London or Berlin, I would get really caught up in, you know, the frenzy of the city. And being here allows me to sit back a little bit more and, like, not have all those influences coming at me all the time.
Do your neighbors know what you do?
No, it's funny. I felt like I was hiding out here for a long time, and then
like that guy from The Sopranos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly, for less nefarious reasons. But they every once in a while, someone would stop me, like on the street. Someone would say, "Hey, what are you doing in this area? Like, are you on your way somewhere and stop by or something?" And I'd tell them that I live here, and they wouldn't believe it, basically.
Well, you are known as an electronic musician and DJ, but in the early 90s, you were a guitarist in a band called Six Finger Satellite. Now, you were on Sub Pop Records.
Same.
People may know that as the same label that signed Nirvana. Let's just hear a little bit of that music from that time. So that's really different from the first track that we heard. Can you talk a little bit about your creative evolution from this, you know, post-punk to dance music?
Well, it's funny because I think of it as just sort of a 180 reversal of very similar elements. Because post-punk had a lot of, like, disco and dance and funk influences. It was a lot of, like, disco rhythmic backbeats with really angular guitars and electronics as well. And so Six Finger Satellite was like a post-punk band with dance elements, and the Juan McLean is like a dance music oriented project coming from a punk rock background.
How about from playing instrument though to, you know, working on keyboards and working with turntables, doing the DJ thing?
Yeah, that I've managed to get around the limitation that the only instrument I know how to play is guitar.
Really?
So I basically play keyboards with like two fingers. And when we play live, I actually have a series of color-coded tape and numbers on my keyboard, so I remember what to play. But that was part of what made it interesting for me, because I was really not interested in having a music career anymore after Six Finger Satellite, but sort of getting into this world of electronic music production made the whole thing like exciting and interesting for me again.
Well, listening to what you do now, it seems like you have a pretty eclectic musical background. I'm wondering what you grew up listening to. What were the things that kind of penetrated the most deeply?
It's funny. I was really into music from a young age. And of course, it's always the music that your parents have lying around. Well, it was back then. I mean, I'm 46. And we didn't have the internet in the 70s. So I remember actually that Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Ah, yes,
was my
I remember
first
it well.
Record I was obsessed with, which is really pretty dark for like an 8-year-old,
yeah,
you know, or 10-year-old.
Playing it on the family console?
Yeah, it was one of those things you lifted up the lid and put the record in.
Yeah.
And when I started making music as the Juan McLean, when I was making my first bits of music, I discovered that you could, by using only the black keys on the keyboard, you could play the melody to the song Bridge Over Troubled Water. And I don't, so actually my entire first album is made using only the black keys on the keyboard.
Wow.
Because of that. So it's one of those funny things that this very early influence kind of crept back in.
Well, now you've sampled everyone from like Yoko Ono to Daft Punk. I even heard a little Stevie Nicks somewhere, I think.
Yeah, I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac fan. And Nancy is too.
Nancy Wang, that's your creative partner in the Juan McLean.
Right.
Wonderful vocalist. She used to be with the LCD Sound System.
Yep.
But playing as a musician, you're also, you know, a live music. And I'm now wondering what, as a DJ, how you compare that kind of performance aspect.
Well, DJing actually is a performance. I think there are a lot of people who think that you're basically like a human jukebox, like maybe just pressing play on something and listening to a song. But especially for someone like me, like I still play vinyl records when I DJ. And in the process of getting those like two records to work together is a very sort of physical thing and dynamic process that's a lot like, you know, playing an instrument.
I imagine that a lot of bands, you know, they typically want all eyes on them. And as a DJ, are you looking for a different response? I mean, are you casting out and looking at the throngs kind of moving to see how that's going?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an interactive, well, it should be a very interactive process. And I really like being, you know, right there in the thick of it when I'm DJing. It's a very utilitarian thing. I mean, you're there basically to make people dance.
Hmm.
And that's something that I really liked about it. Coming from an indie rock background where I got really used to looking out, and, you know, even during your best shows, you're looking out over like 1,000 people with their arms folded watching you.
It must be pretty powerful, though, to command so many people. I mean, they're all responding to you.
Yeah, and it's I find it both more gratifying when it's going very well to DJ than playing live. And it's also the most demoralizing when it goes badly. Like every once in a while, I'll end up back in my hotel room after I've DJed and it's not gone well, like on my laptop researching graduate schools. You know, like I just don't want to do this anymore.
It's always graduate school.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to some more music from the Juan McLean. This is Love Stops Here. I'm hearing a little more New Order than Simon and Garfunkel.
But it's funny. It definitely goes back to early New Order. I mean, I saw New Order live in like 1985, I think.
Wow.
So, yeah. But I actually think they're not that dissimilar. Like, they both or evoke this kind of like melancholy tone that I've always been really drawn to.
Well, I want to talk about your melancholy tone. I know that this album was 5 years in the making, and one of your band members, the drummer Jerry Fuchs, had a tragic death in 2009. Mm-hmm. Any correlation there between the melancholy?
I think the melancholy was always there, but it's funny, that song that we just played, Love Stops Here, was started as a kind of tribute to Jerry. And
oh,
it was
really?
Kind of this, you know, we were actually in the middle of touring when Jerry died in 2009, touring as a live band, and it, of course, immediately stopped, and I just picked up with DJing. I really was playing as much as I possibly could and was away from home as much as I could possibly be away from home. And that song kind of started with this idea of, you know, like sitting on airplanes and looking over and where Jerry would usually be sitting next to me. You know, he wasn't there anymore.
Well, I'm thinking of the lyrics of that song and other songs. Let's say electronic dance music is not known for its literary value, necessarily.
Definitely.
You know, the lyrics are almost immaterial. You seem to place a lot of emphasis on the lyrics. Is there something you're wanting to communicate?
Well, Nancy and I talked about this very early on in the Juan McLean, I remember we came up with a list of things that dance music was usually about lyrically, and it was like party themes, like having a good time, and then sort of abstract things that didn't mean anything. And we made a decision to always write about very personal things, even to the point of it being kind of embarrassing. And it's also, I think, a time, and this might still be true, when irony seemed to be a really cheap crutch that people were using, I mean, both in, you know, song lyrics and even in the literary world. And I was always a bit turned off by that. It always seemed like a bit of a cop-out. I think it's a lot harder to just come out and say something honestly and with integrity, even though you could be opening yourself up to criticism.
Let's hear a little bit more. This is A Simple Design. Nancy Wang here on Lyrics. To achieve emotional resonance in dance music, or sincerity, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to achieve in any genre of music, but particularly in dance or electronic music, because you have this built-in limitation of using electronic instruments, which are hard to coax a kind of emotional feeling out of them, I guess.
Is it ever odd to see people dancing to it, you know, thinking like, wait, this is about the human condition?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I mean, that's the trick, really, is like, you don't want to be, you know, how do you make something that's still kind of dancey, I guess, or works in a visceral way without just being entirely heady and intellectual?
Juan McLean, it's such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Juan McLean is a DJ, producer, electronic musician, and the creative force behind The Juan McLean with Nancy Wang. Their new album, In a Dream, is available now, and you'll find a link to more, including to listen to some of the tunes, on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Next, we continue our series Good Gig with the executive director of the Pantone Color Institute. We're going to find out what goes into determining color trends for a living. A rainbow of ideas arching over us when word of mouth continues.